Our Lord does not condemn the Pharisees and scribes for building the memorials and the sepulchres of the prophets, but rather for killing them. And so we see very clearly that there is two choices for man, ultimately to choose the wisdom of God sent to us through the eternal Son of the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, or to reject that wisdom, and ultimately to follow the prince of all lies, that is, Satan and the rebellious angels. And so the Lord instructs that he would send prophets and ultimately apostles, and that the generation in which he lived would reject them and persecute them just like their fathers had done to the prophets of old. And so the word of God is truly a two-edged sword, dividing the good from the evil. And so we must strive always and everywhere to grow in our faith, to study our faith, to learn our faith, to know our faith, so that we are not confounded by the workings of this world and the Pharisees and the scribes of this world, who will promise us all sorts of things, but those things must be judged according to the truths of our faith. And so this divine faith of ours is truly the vanguard and the defense for us of all errors. And so let us strive always not to use the faith of the Lord as a sword against the Lord himself, but let us strive truly to know it and to judge all things according to its wisdom. For the Lord also points out in this confrontation that many will seek to destroy him and to trap him. And so, as the Lord promised, what they have done to him, they will strive also to do to the mystical body. And so, let us not be found wanting in that faith when we too are interrogated by the world and by the enemies of our most holy religion. But let us give those calm, gentle answers of our Lord that never refute the truth, but are always striving to bring all souls to that knowledge of the divine wisdom, that knowledge of Christ, and most especially, as St. Paul tells us, the knowledge of Christ crucified. For without this knowledge, we cannot know what true love is in this world, and ultimately, we risk losing that love for all eternity in heaven. And so, we know that we have one who will defend us, one who will defend us against all the errors of the world, one who has defended us against our very sins. And so, let us enter into that mystery in company of the Blessed Virgin Mary, who understood so well these mysteries of God from the first moment of her conception, and every moment of her life would find her holier than the moment before, as long as we understand that at no moment in the life of the Blessed Virgin Mary was there any defect of holiness in her. As a human person, she simply grew in the divine love for the whole of her earthly life, and continues, as it were, to grow in that love for all eternity in heaven. And so let us strive always and everywhere to turn to the Mother, who can explain all things well to us, for she was involved in these mysteries in that unique and special way that would constitute her the co-redemptrix of the world. And so let us strive not to approach Calvary on our own, because it is too horrifying for human beings to approach without approaching in the company of the Mother, for only in her presence can we come to truly know and understand how profound this act of love is, and that it cannot be equaled by all the acts of love that human beings will perform until the end of time. But let us strive always to unite our acts to that act of Christ, so that we are always found suffering, always found sacrificing, always found loving God and striving to love God as the Mother loved the Lord. And let us always remember that no matter who comes after us or who tries to destroy this holy religion, they are involved in an impossible task, for it is a divine reality and it is defended for us by Christ in his most holy Mother. And so If we walk in their presence, then we truly have nothing to fear, for they will send us forth as the apostles were sent forth, and as all the faithful are called to be sent forth in each and every generation, proclaiming the wisdom of God, proclaiming the love of God, and most especially how that love is manifested in the person of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Immaculate Conception, the co-redemptrix of the world, the instructor of the apostles, and the mother of the whole mystical body of Christ, who can alone reveal to us these mysteries which she pondered in her heart in this life and rejoices in for all eternity in the life to come. And so, let us strive in this life to join the choirs of angels and all the saints who, sitting by the side of the mother, truly have come to know what the love of God was because they were willing to suffer and sacrifice in this life rather than to risk eternal salvation in the life to come. Ultimately, the error of the Pharisees and the scribes was that they were unwilling to sacrifice in this life. Most especially, they were unwilling to sacrifice their false opinions and their false understandings of the most holy religion that they were to preserve until the coming of Christ, who would establish the church until the end of time. They were to preserve until that time, until that fullness of time, when all things would be revealed and all things would be reconciled by Christ. And so, let us strive always to sanctify our intellect by always striving to conform it to truth, not to our opinion, no matter how appealing they may be, but when we have realized it is contrary to Holy Mother Church and to the way of Christ, let us reject it and let us reject all errors so that we may constantly be filled with the wisdom and the love of God in this life in order to enjoy Him for all eternity in the life to come.
Christus.